This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, click your heels together three times and say, there's no place like home, Ty Bollinger. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Man, you can say that again, Robert. There's no place like home.
I'm glad you're back and safe, and I'm sure big hugs and kisses from the whole family. Love you guys. And I know what it's like to be away from family, and, of course, the family being away from you and such. So, again, grateful that you're back safe and sound, and I'm so grateful that we got to share some of your adventures while you were over there in Asia.
Yeah, it was a blast. Asia was great. It was exhausting, Robert. It was probably the most tiring 3-week period has ever been, because we really didn't have any time off. It was literally every day, mm-hmm. filming all day long. The travel days, we would even film interviews in the morning. Before we left, we'd go to the airport, travel to another country, clear customs, and sometimes two or three of the countries, we go straight to another interview.
Wow.
So it was just an exhausting trip. But so glad to be home. I was telling Bryce, we flew into JFK on Sunday morning, and we went through Abu Dhabi, which, by the way, Abu Dhabi is the most insane security you've ever seen in your life. We had to go through four different, checks to get into the airport. Like, you think TSA is bad with one. We had to do four in Abu Dhabi. But
wow.
We got back to JFK Airport Sunday, and I was like, I looked at Bryce and said, it is so good to be back to the United States. One of the things we did notice immediately, though, is that in all those other countries, no exaggeration, Robert, we went from Japan to Taiwan to Philippines to Singapore to Malaysia to Thailand. We were there 23 days. I literally did not see – I could count on two hands the number of obese people that I saw.
Wow.
And then as soon as we walked into JFK, we opened up an elevator door to get in, and the entire elevator was full of obese people, more than I had seen in 23 days in Asia. It's just amazing how
Whoa.
Fat Americans are.
What an observation. You know, every once in a while I remember that, traveling around the world and seeing how few, relative to what I grew up seeing, obese people that you have, especially if they're eating a cleaner diet, cleaner food. And I think in Asia, I'm not saying it's everywhere, because you obviously encountered some places where, as we talked about, the food quality had been compromised. But in maybe a little bit different way, people might not have been overeating or overconsuming as much as we are in America, perhaps, or in the West, in much of the West. But coming back from Asia, that's a powerful observation, coming to America, and suddenly it's like, oh, my gosh, more obese people in this elevator than I saw for 23 days in Asia. Ah.
And really, Robert, it's not an exaggeration. I don't remember seeing obese people. I mean, there was people that were bigger than others, of course. I'm not saying that. Not everybody was like a marathon runner, but I didn't see obesity. It just wasn't there. You know, people, the portions are much smaller. The food, even in the compromised area, is still much cleaner, because they're eating rice, vegetables, a little bit of meat, lots of broths, lots
lower
of
on the food chain.
Lower on the food chain, man,
yeah.
And not processed stuff. You didn't see many processed foods there anywhere. And then you come back here, and boom, right back in your face, back to fat America. Not that I don't love our country, and I'm not making fun of the people here at all, but
yeah.
It's just a huge difference in the obesity rates, and it's because we've got so much crap food that's packaged and dead and enzymeless, and people are just used to eating it. And that's one of the things that I got from several different places over there. One doctor in Japan was talking about Okinawa, how that used to be the longevity
capital. Yeah.
Right? Anywhere in the world. Until we invaded and we brought all of our American food, and now it's just an average. Same in Philippines. There was an area just south of Manila that had some of the oldest people in the world. Until they started eating American food, and now they're average. And so got it from two different places overseas, that once they start eating this sad American diet, their longevity goes down, their obesity goes up, their cancer rates go up.
TMV, again, we love the principles that our nation was founded upon, but I'm not proud of what we've exported. It'd be nice to say we exported liberty to the world, right? And there was evidence to say, you know what, people looked to America and said, wow, what an amazing place, I would love to be there for that. But the food? As I've said to many people, right, I remember going to West Africa twice, meeting with the doctors there and talking to the people there and saying, you've got to throw the white man's medicine out, for lack of a better way to say it, because we have poisoned the planet. Don't eat like us. You're going to fast food in those bigger cities, and now the chronic diseases, the cancers are more prevalent. This is not a thing to be proud of in terms of export. And we've joked about it. Super Don's brought stories to us about how, you know what? You don't have to invade a country and drop bombs on them to beat them. You just feed them toxic food, fast food. You vaccinate the hell out of them, and you give them all the toxic poison medication you can. It's like you will weaken that generation after generation. We're doing it to ourselves, is my concern here in America, that we're destroying ourselves from within. It isn't about the external countries threatening us to take over. It's like, hey, just let them poison themselves. We'll just walk right in. They won't be able to defend themselves at all.
Yeah, I know, and that's sad, and they don't even know it. You know, it's a lot of good people that have been hoodwinked. A lot of good people overseas too, man. It was such a good trip, Robert. I guess last Wednesday would have been the last show. Where were we? We were in Thailand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the first day then we started to have Indian doctors come over. Right? Did you talk to me after the Indian doctors came?
We did. And it was a great insight. I loved the fact that, you know, they understood the energy, homeopathy as well, and the way you communicate it.
Yeah, so okay, I couldn't remember if I shared that. Now here, let me share the one of the funnest experiences. Was the last day. We went to a couple of these big old, it's called the Grand Palace, and there's all these temples and stuff around that area. It was the king's birthday, so I've never seen a case of king worship like in Thailand, bro.
King of Siam.
The king, let me tell you something. In London, they worship the queen, but they don't worship the queen anywhere near the way they worship the king of Thailand.
Oh, it's a real reverence there.
Insane. We were doing some filming at one of the parks, and there was a bunch of people that were doing some exercising. And as soon as they started the national anthem, they literally froze. They froze. Did not even move. There was people around that had whistles that were blowing them to make sure people stopped. And they froze the entire national anthem. We didn't know what was going on. I've never seen anything like it. But they totally worshipped their king.
They didn't have any Thai kickboxers taking a knee in protest?
No, sir. They certainly did not. They didn't. So the most interesting place that we ate the whole time was our last meal in Thailand. It was in a place called Chiang Chai, and it's a big area. It kind of reminded me of Sixth Street in Austin, like a real eclectic area with a lot of shops and restaurants and stuff. And right in the middle of this whole area, it's probably the size of 5 or 6 football fields in diameter. There was a huge airplane that was kind of the centerpiece, literally like a World War II airplane. It was bigger than any airplane I've ever seen, right in the middle of this thing. Well, one of the restaurants that's there at Chiang Chui is called Insects in the Backyard, and they serve ants, crickets, grasshoppers, you name it. And so our last meal was insects.
Really? And nothing was crawling around your insides after that one, huh?
You know, it was actually pretty good. I guess you cook it up in the right oil and put the right spices on it. You know, you fry anything, it's going to taste pretty good. So those fried grasshoppers actually tasted really good. And that wasn't just insects, you know, that you get a piece of fish, get some chicken, get salads, but the toppings, the sauces were all insects. And it was really good. It was a very good meal, and it was a very good restaurant.
TMB, I got to ask you this, because remember when you did the Thailand – well, you didn't do it in Thailand. I think you were in Singapore when you had the durian, right? And you're like, you know, you got past the smell, but it was the consistency of it. And so I got to ask you, I mean, if you got a problem with the consistency of durian, how did you deal with the consistency of insects?
Well, because they're all cooked, right? So you're not eating raw insects. You're eating cooked insects. So whether they bake them or they fry them or they steam them, well, they didn't steam them. Bake them, fry them, any other way they cooked them, they're crunchy. They became crunchy. And, you know, you put salt on it, you put some spices on it, put some turmeric on it, and it just tastes like, you know, something that would go in Chex Mix. It's just
right.
a crunchy, salty thing, but it doesn't have the mushy consistency of an insect that you would think. Whereas the durian, it yes. has a consistency of, like, baby poo, which I didn't like.
I'm sorry, folks. I just had to ask TMB because, listen, durian is my favorite fruit, I would say, just in all my travels. When it's just ripe and perfect, obviously you get past the smell, but I don't have a problem with the consistency of it. It's really like pudding or a custard for me. I was like, oh, this stuff's awesome. So timing is everything on those things and getting past the smell. So how about your son, Bryce? Did he like, was he drawn to any of those countries where he said, Dad, man, this is really cool. I wouldn't mind coming back here again. You know how sometimes you gravitate, or any of the crew gravitate to one country over another?
Yep. Bryce said he really liked Japan, so I think he would go back to Japan again. And in the last day, you know, we kind of got the guys together, and part of the last episode is just going to be them reminiscing about their funniest moment or their favorite country or whatever. And pretty much everybody picked a different country. So I think Bryce's was Japan. Mm-hmm. I think Dr. Tony's was Taiwan. Travis said Philippines. Alan said Singapore. So there was something special about each of the countries that we went to. I'd have to say my favorite was probably Taiwan. I really enjoyed Taiwan. Taipei is a very clean city. Mm-hmm. And we just, it was a great place to visit and a lot of great people there. But there wasn't a bad place that we visited. All the different locations were just amazing.
Folks, the truth about Cancer Asia will be released, I imagine, what, spring of 2019?
Spring of 2019, we will release it, and we're going to call it Truth About Cancer Asian Quest.
Asian Quest. I love it. And, you know, the thing is, we've gotten the sneak previews each and every week with you. And I do love the Taiwan trip because it was like the first proof of concept. You're in a bus traveling down the highway in Taiwan, and we are getting cleaner audio than we get when you're at home on your redneck internet. I thought that was hilarious.
It was so funny. You know, I like Taiwan for several reasons, specifically Taipei. It's a very big city, but it's very clean. Not that there's not some dirty parts of it, but overall it's a very clean city. The people are very respectful, but they're not overly respectful. At times, it's like nothing against the people in Thailand, because I loved Thailand, but at times they bow so much, and it's like it's almost to this over-respectful
culture.
It kind of loses its meaning. Yeah, it kind of loses its meaning, whereas Taiwan is a lot different.
I like that, TMB. We're up on a break. We're going to talk more about this adventure, and we've got some new stories to bring into the mix. But I've talked about here in America the permission culture, that we have become a nation of sheep asking permission where it's not required, particularly when it comes to healing disease, cancer. We ask the government. We ask the doctor. You know, how about talking to God and going, you know, God, help me out here. Do I need permission to heal? I bet I know the answer, and I bet Ty does, too. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, and he just got back from a world tour through Asia, and we've been talking about some of the stories and some of the sneak previews of what's to come there. And I remember the first week when you were in Taiwan, I got your beautiful wife, Charlene, to host with me as well. She did a segment with us, which was so great.
She said that she had a good time with that.
Oh, we had a blast. It was really fun. And I'm most excited to hear, actually, I mean, forget about the Asia stories. I want to hear about your daughter Brianna's experience with the NRA camp or youth group thing she did. I'm just excited to catch up with her on that.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even really got a chance to catch up with her on all that. We've been so jet-lagged since we got back Sunday, but she shared a little bit about it. She had a blast, had a great time, just met some really good people, learned a lot, got a chance to visit some of the really neat monuments and landmarks up there in D.C. So it was a great week for her.
Yeah, she sent me some pictures from the museum. I was like, oh, my gosh, my son would be just going bonkers there to see all that. So I can't wait to see some of those things when we get to see you next. Now, you know, talking about your observations overseas, about the obesity thing, that's fascinating. It is World Lung Cancer Day, apparently, Superdon tells me, although I heard him say World Lunch Cancer Day. We can get into what that is. But overseas, over the years, as I watched, there were transformations of consciousness in terms of smoking. In Asia, I remember there's a high rate of smoking, tobacco or whatever they thought was tobacco at the time. I don't know if that's still going on over there.
You know what? I did not see much smoking there. I saw a few people, but there's not a lot of smoking. We were in Tokyo, and you know, I would always picture Tokyo, everybody's going to be smoking. But I didn't see much. I saw probably more smoking in Thailand, than any other country. But Tokyo, no. Now, here's what's interesting. You know, you're mentioning lung cancer, right? World Lung Cancer Day, or World, 2018. When is that? Is that, oh, today.
Today.
Yeah. Lung Cancer Day. So when we were over in Singapore, one of the things I think I shared with you that was the just really impacted me the most is the way that they've got, it's called the NTU Herb Garden. And it's in Singapore where they grow different herbs that have effects against cancer. And they've got literally hundreds of herbs that they give to cancer patients for free. All they got to do is just go there to the herb garden and request it. And they tell them what kind of cancer they have, and they'll pick the appropriate herbs for their cancer. So while we were there, we saw a grass. It's called Saba snake grass. And it's indigenous to Singapore. I think there's other countries where it grows, but it grows in Singapore. And it is a lung cancer cure. And we saw several different testimonials from people that were there that had used Saba snake grass for their lung cancer. So isn't that fascinating that there's a specific grass in Singapore that helps with lung cancer?
Yeah, and you know, this is one of the things I've learned over the years. And in fact, one of our chapters of the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, we added in the expanded edition was Good Lovin' for Your Lungs, because I wanted to share the good news about things most people don't know here in the West, those listening in the Western world, about lobelia, for instance. That's God's medicine for the lungs in the Western world. Apparently there's a Saba snake grass in the East, which is great. So every culture has access to these medicines. And, of course, one of the things, you know, from doing the truth about cancer and speaking at the live events and also, you know, through all the series that you've done, Ty, of course, I've talked about nebulizing the silver hydrosol into the lungs and how the ions, the energy it carries, as well as the oxygen it carries, devastates cancer cells locally. Although I'm never one to say that all you have to do is just one thing, because we have to always look at diet, lifestyle, strengths and weaknesses
right.
We have and modify accordingly.
I agree, and it's not that even Saba snakegrass is just a cure-all. They use that in conjunction to literally, I think the guy said that they never have somebody take less than a dozen herbs at once. So it's one of many different herbs that they'll put on as a remedy, as well as, you know, proper nutrition, exercise, detoxification. It's a whole therapy that they'll put them on, but it's just one of many. But you're right, there's no silver bullet.
Yeah, and the thing is, as good as these herbs are for, you know, different organs and systems that we would find, if you continue to live the way you've always lived and expect a different result just because you've got the magic herb, you know, this is sort of an immature viewpoint of the way life works, the way the medicines work of creation. We are asked to do our part as well. And again, that reluctance can manifest as a lingering issue or a manifestation of a new issue, even though, hey, look, the lungs are better, but you're still living the lifestyle and something else popped up.
Yep, that's right.
Well, there you are. Today was a day where I felt the jet lag of Ty Bollinger. It's like one of those days where your shaver mirrors how you feel shaving. Got 3/4 of the way through and the battery went dead. I'm like, oh, that's going to be great for video tonight. So I quickly charged it up, I took a nap, and I charged the charger up and finished the shaving before the video went live. Hello, all y'all on YouTube. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues with Ty Bollinger going outside the box even more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super D, together sort of again. TMB back from the Asian tour, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. No, I got the Be the Change T-shirt when I was in Canada and for the event up there, and this is made of bamboo. Speaking of Asia, bamboo, a lot of bamboo happening over there. Let's see, we're talking World Lung Cancer Day. You had mentioned, I don't know if it was on the break or before the break, something about a cancer train. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, you know, the last day there, I interviewed Dr. Hussain, great guy from India. He had come across from Mumbai to Bangkok for the interview. Now, his clinic's not in Mumbai, though. His clinic is in a province called Punjab in northern India. Now, Punjab is where they, each night, they load what they call the cancer train. It's and the cancer train goes, I don't know how far it travels, to the one of the regional cancer centers from Punjab so that people can be treated. I think it's in a town called Bilkaner, India. Now, what's peculiar about the cancer train? Well, there's double the incidence of cancer in Punjab compared to the rest of India. And the pesticides there are pesticides that are being used nowhere else in India. There's some sort of a lack of regulation of certain pesticides in Punjab province. So they're using all of these, like, basically like guinea pig pesticides, which they've never tested. And also, the use of cell phones is higher in that province than all the other provinces as well. So the doctor speculates that the increased use of pesticides coupled with the cell phone radiation is causing this explosion in cancer, so much that there's a train that takes off every night at 9:30 going to the cancer center, and they call it the cancer train because every person on there is a cancer patient going to get treatment from Punjab.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, and talking about whole trains of people. And the thing is, at what point do you go, you know what, if there's so much cancer coming from this one region, what are we doing differently? And you go, look at the pesticide rate. Look at the other things that are going on, and we'll curtail it. I mean, is this one of those cases where we're observing third world decimation?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the people there in Punjab, they're all from farm families, right? It's a farming province. So why are all these farmers and their children getting double the rates of cancer? Well, mm-hmm. Hello, pesticides. Yeah. And in light of the fact that, you know, maybe the cell phone devices have something to do with it. I tend to think it's more pesticides than anything because it's a rural province, so they're not going to be exposed to near the radiation that somebody in, say, Mumbai would be. I think it's probably largely the pesticides.
You know, this is the cognitive dissonance, not just there where they don't have a dissonance because they've just been just hammered with these technologies or these so-called chemical advancements that are not. They're not advancements unless you're promoting the creation of cancer. But we have a lot of people here in America and the West that still have not woken up to these synthetic chemical cancer realities, that still have a gallon or two or five or ten of Roundup in their garage, and they're still spraying this stuff around their house. And we're not just talking golf courses. We're talking about homes and homeowner communities, gated communities, where they mandate the spraying of these things. And you know, they might not have cancer clusters in the same way, depending, but it's still the same devastating illnesses. And many people are saying, you know, I would never put these processed foods in my kids, and yet they're spraying Roundup around their house.
Yeah. It's crazy, Robert. It's crazy. And, you know, one of the things that I really feel bad about with this Punjab province is a lot of these pesticides, apparently, that they're buying are from, you know, they're Monsanto pesticides. So the warnings on the pesticides are in English, and a lot of the people don't read, that can't speak English. So they're literally not wearing protective clothing. They're not wearing gloves. They're literally, you know, if they spill it on their skin, they don't think that's a problem. Whereas if they could read the label, they'd find out that you're not supposed to have direct contact with the skin. And many farmers apparently are spraying their crops more than a dozen times in one season as opposed to like only one or two that you're supposed to spray. So, you know, that you put all those together and it's a recipe for cancer.
Yeah. And then, of course, once cancer arises, they say, hey, come to us. We're the oncologist. We have a monopoly on cancer treatment. We'll give you some more chemicals to heal you.
Yeah? Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Because that's why they're sick, because they lack chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Synthetic chemistry, better living through modern chemistry of the 20th century, DuPont, etc. We're suffering the devastation of that today. Don't participate, folks. Find a way to reduce your exposure. Now, there's another article here. Less than 50 years after Tuskegee, can trust in our health system be restored? And, you know, if you're thinking, no, this is not a health system. It's a disease creation and disease management system. They actually experimented on black men in Tuskegee. And they gave them syphilis and didn't tell them, didn't treat them, just observed what happened. For how many years? the 40 years this happened. This is not a, one-off, oops, it was just some anomaly. This is the system that claims monopoly status. Your government has granted it in Americas and in Canada as well. And anything that competes with that is considered alternative at best. You know, snake oil, as they like to call it, or quackery, maybe worse, and outright banned by the regulators, which they're banning the wrong thing.
Yeah, they are banning the wrong thing. And you know, what happened at Tuskegee, most people, you know, I guess if you interviewed 100 people on the streets, maybe two or three would know what Tuskegee was, right? And the sad thing is that was one of the many times that the U.S. government has done guinea pig experiments on black people. Not the only time. There was another, and I can't remember where this was. It was in New York City. No, it was New York City. I can't remember when it was. But they were paying black mothers, I think it was like in movie tickets or something, just nominal amounts of money so they could go see a free picture show at the time. Mm-hmm. For them to test different chemicals on their babies to see which ones, you know, caused bad effects on their kids. And so they were literally using the African-American population as guinea pigs. And then they were paying the mothers in, you know, movie tickets. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And so this is just one of many instances where the government does not have the best interest of the people of this country in mind. And people would say, well, you know, the government would never do something like that, right? They've got our best interest in mind. Man, you look at their Tuskegee experiment. You look at what I was just describing with the African-American population. It's terrible.
How about the very current and modern example of the CDC being busted through the whistleblower, William Thompson, showing a risk, triple the risk for young African-American males?
Again,
getting,
right.
Yeah.
Again,
amazing.
And then, you know, where is the NAACP on this one? Right? And why do I say LCP, National Association for the Advancement of Liberal Colored People? Because if you're a conservative colored person, they don't care about you. It's only the liberals that they care about. But who are they? Who are they when they find out that the CDC knew that black baby boys were getting autism and they did nothing about it? Well, you know, it's selective outrage, isn't it, Robert?
They're taking somehow drug money, pharmaceutical funds. Why wouldn't they point this out? But Big Pharma's got a stranglehold on our government. I'll give props to Trump when he's going after them and trying to wrangle it free, but obviously it's never going to be enough until we have the freedom to choose all forms of natural healing of creation without obstacle by government agencies that have adopted the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism as the state religion.
Yep, and you know, I think probably on the trip to Asia, the three countries that I believe had the most freedom are Japan, Philippines, and India. Mm. And Thailand's pretty free, too. But yeah. India.
People go to these places for healing they can't get in America. And, you know, we've talked about it. You've covered it for years with the Truth About Cancer series. I mean, people leaving this country going to even Mexico because they have more freedom to care for patients with cancer than they do in America. Which state will be the first to really push the 10th Amendment for all it's worth and tell the feds to pound sand? FDA, you don't belong in our state. We are going to allow our people to receive any care that they want and basically, you know, make the competition real in terms of the free market for healing. And what would happen to monopoly medicine, oncology treatment, chemo, radiation surgery as the exclusive way that can be officially treating cancer versus all the other things we know we can do?
What do I say to that, man? What do I say to that?
Give me an amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Hey, here's another story here about, we talk about trust in the health system. I don't think it can be regained. I think they're on their way out. But there's a CBD story. And, of course, I mentioned CBD so many times. I love the stuff. My wife is alive today because of CBD. And there's a study here that says CBD plus chemo tripled cancer survival rates in mice. Now, of course, they're never going to do the version without chemo at play at all, but the fact that they're acknowledging CBD in conjunction with, I would agree it's a step in the right direction.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is. And, you know, this is an article on Forbes.com, so this is no conspiracy website. This is pretty mainstream, and they're talking about CBD improving chemo. You know, they've got to do it that way, Robert. They can't just talk about CBD. It's got to be in conjunction with chemo. That way there's this plausible deniability. But it really wasn't the CBD. It was actually the chemo. CBG just kind of helped it a little bit. You know, they've got to be able to go there, because if they did do the study on just the CBD, they'd find out it probably worked even better. But, hey, you're right. This is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and folks, when we talk about the things that can reverse cancer, it's not just one thing, although there are key elements that can be universally applied. We've talked about liver function, the ability to detoxify, transform toxic waste, the importance of replenishing the nutrients coming from food that have been diminished due to the toxic exposure. These are basic concepts, how you apply them in your culture, your belief system, what you use. But obviously we would think that food is medicine, which is going back to Hippocrates or further, and it's in the Bible, making those things the primary way to go. And modern medicine, in all of its trappings, condensing it into one small area of getting you out of a crisis when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall, and then also taking your arnica.
Humpty Dumpty does fall off the wall quite a bit, but I tell you what, arnica can help. And I can't remember who it was, but in Thailand we were talking about arnica with one of the homeopaths. So he's a firm believer in arnica, one of the guys from India.
Very cool, very cool. So, next up on the trip, by the way, y'all, I am on a trip. I know he's tripping. Robert, you're tripping. What's going on? Well, sleep cycles have been disrupted recently. We're doing a cross-country tour, and we'll end up setting up a new studio. So thanks to Super Don and all of our wonderful friends and fans and guests and everything, and TMB for showing up each week no matter what. It's amazing that we get to keep this going. But there'll be times where we'll have guest hosts like Joni Abbott. Hi, Joni's going to host the show tomorrow. And and then others, and there might be some encore, so maybe time to catch up on old shows that are just as good as the day they aired. Check them out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're linking all the way back to the truth about cancer in the show notes, thanks to Super Don. One more segment. What's the status of GMO labeling? We're going to check it out after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Scott Belcher.
Every time I hear this bumper, Ty, I remember the Truth About Cancer live event where who was sitting with me? Doctor, don't ask me to remember the names right now, but all three of us were dancing in unison on the air. It was just like one of those crazy moments where three white guys who don't have rhythm finally found the rhythm.
Was it Dr. King?
No, it wasn't Dr. King. It was, he rides Harleys, motorcycles, and the doctor, I think he travels all over the world to travel to people, and yeah, just because I'm so out of sorts right now, I'm embarrassed that I can't remember who that was, but I know him well.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, we know for the 2019 event's gonna be most likely, what I told you.
I got rumor from somebody that's prettier than you. That lives in your house.
Oh, Charlene already told you. Okay, cool.
But you can announce it to the world for those of y'all who want to know about the Truth About Cancer Live next year for 2019.
Well, we don't have the place locked in, but it's looking like it might be in the LA area. So that's what we're hopeful. But if so, we'll be out for our California audience. So that'll be pretty cool.
That'll be awesome. Listen, we tell people to leave California all the time, but if the TTAC live event is there, I'll be coming to California. And we'll all be together bringing some powerful healing words, messages, and people together. So that's great news. So we'll stay up on that. Keep listening each and every week because you do get sneak previews here with Ty Bollinger. You don't, we're like the first, like, don't tell anybody, but it's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. With Ty,
well, so. Just so you know, it's not, we haven't confirmed it yet. We're just looking out that area. We haven't done it. We don't know for sure yet because Charlene's telling me that if I tell people for sure that she'll kill me, she literally just Skyped me and she says, I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you. Shut it, I'll kill you.
No, it's not 100%.
I can't announce it for sure.
And when a wife says she's going to kill her husband, in this context, it doesn't literally mean kill, just so you know. It's just one of those things. We get in trouble, the guys, the boys, we always get in trouble, and our wives have to call us to the carpet. That's what they are, keep us grounded on the planet. So we don't have 100% certainty, but it's looking like the West Coast, all right? So, folks, we'll look out and see you there. We'll get you some more info.
Now she really is going to kill me. Now you're going to try to call me tomorrow, and she's going to be like, "Ty's not available right now, Robert."
He's in the. You remember the basement? He's below it. No,
he's unavailable for good, Robert.
No, we can't have that happen. I know that's not happening. All right, the CFS, the Center for Food Safety, filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration for failing to abide by the mandatory deadlines Congress set in 2016 on genetically engineered food disclosures. Now, is there any surprise, no matter who is president at this point, that they haven't followed up? I mean, look, Whole Foods, a private corporation that supposedly was like, we're all about organics, right? Amazon bought them. They're backing down on their commitment. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, you know, is focused on that as well. It's like, it's a mess. The biotech industry has infiltrated much of our government, as has Big Pharma. I'm not surprised. This is not one of the places where we go, the Trump administration is doing a great job. We're acknowledging, again, we're not sycophants worshiping anybody in the president's whoever's president. It doesn't matter to us. We want to see what's right is done.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, though, that they're suing Trump administration over GMO labeling day. Why? Why would you do that? I don't understand why telling people what is in their food is such a bad thing. Right. If you're worried about it, then it probably means that something's not too good. I remember interviewing Mike Adams. Speaking of Mike about that, mm-hmm. He said if GMOs were healthy, Monsanto would want it to be on the labels. They should be shouting it from the mountaintops. Yeah. All of our foods are GMO, but they're not, and they know that. So again, it's another case of propaganda. It's another case of brainwashing to make people think that GMOs are safe because we don't even need to label them. They're the equivalent of food. And that was actually Michael Taylor back in the mid-90s, substantial equivalent, saying that mm-hmm. since GMOs are substantially equivalent to food, they do not need to be labeled. That goes all the way back to Michael Taylor with Monsanto in the mid-90s before he became the FDA's food safety czar.
It is a good point, Ty, that what other industry or product has to have, like, secrecy in terms of what it is and that it's in that it is part of the finished product, that it requires massive subsidies and protection, liability, etc., from government agencies running cover for them. And then, as you say, as Mike Adams has said, we don't want to put it on the label because if people knew, they wouldn't buy it. So you got to dig in deeper. In fact, dig into your own garden and start growing some non-GMO varieties before they're all real good stuff is gone. TMB, my buddy, you made it. You made it. You're awake. You're alive.
Just barely, man. Just barely. It was a good show, man.
Tell Charlene to hug you, not kill you. That would be better.
I'm going to tell her not to kill me.
I love you, brother. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.